From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man said to have been armed with both paintball and pellet guns used a rental truck Tuesday to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City Tuesday. At least 8 people, including 5 Argentines, were killed, several injured before police shot and wounded the suspect, who is now in custody. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
Let me be clear that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror and a particularly cowardly act of terror aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them. We know that this action was intended to break our spirit. But we also know New Yorkers are strong, New Yorkers are resilient, and our spirit will never be moved by an act of violence, an act meant to intimidate us.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifulu Saipov and believed to be from Uzbekistan. He entered the U.S. legally in 2010. President Donald Trump tweeted he stepped up the extreme vetting of foreign travelers, warning we must not allow ISIS, a reference to Islamic State, to return or enter our country. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential re-election rerun that he boycotted. Odinga called for legitimate forms of protest, including economic boycott, peaceful processions, and picketing.
If election is allowed to stand, the highest office in the land will be occupied by a person who has usurped power. We in NASA are resolute that this sham election cannot and will not be allowed to stand.
The ballot required after Supreme Court annulled the August 8 election over irregularities. This is VOA News. The Islamist group Hamas that runs Gaza Wednesday began ceding control of border crossings to Israel and Egypt to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as part of a reconciliation agreement. The Palestinian Authority is expected to take full control of Gaza on December 1st. In Syria, at least 6 school children were killed in an artillery barrage by government forces in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus. The incident Tuesday occurred as Russia, Turkey, and Iran pledged to bring the regime and its opponents together for a congress aimed at a political settlement. Russian negotiator Alexander Lavrentyev in Kazakhstan said the dialogue would be organized under the aegis of the UN-backed Geneva peace process. He said the chief task will be to gain constitutional reform, with the first round slated for November 18 in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. At least 12 people were killed in the eastern Libyan city Derna during an airstrike late Monday. Derna, about 265 kilometers west of the Egyptian border, is controlled by Islamist militants. It has long been besieged by forces of the eastern-based Libyan National Army, but both the LNA and Egypt denied carrying out the airstrike. At least 2 officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president Carles Puigdemont still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following its independence declaration. Among those facing possible jail term is Catalonia's planning minister, Josep Rull.
It's possible to go to prison because the Spanish justice is very strange. Just so, obviously, this is a possibility. So we are not scared. We are not criminals. We are Democrats.
Spain's high court has summoned the former regional officials for a hearing on Thursday. The U.S. said Tuesday it plans to vote no Wednesday when the U.N. General Assembly takes up a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
The Trump administration policy gives greater emphasis in advancing human rights and democracy in Cuba while maintaining engagement that serves U.S. national interests, maintains engagement on areas of U.S. national interest, ensures U.S. engagement benefits the Cuban people, and ensures compliance with the statutory ban on tourism to Cuba.
U.N. General Assembly delegates overwhelmingly vote every year in favor of urging the U.S. Congress to lift the nearly 60-year-old embargo. The flame for the Winter Olympic Games in February has arrived in South Korea 100 days ahead of the opening ceremony. South Korean Olympic gold medalist Kim Yuna and the country's sports minister carried the flame down the steps at Incheon Airport after a flight from Greece. The games in Pyeongchang are scheduled to get underway February 9th. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.